Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley on joystick.tv, which means over there at the BitChute, this video will be censored if it gets too rough. Remember, we don't do it with the channel videos, but joystick.tv is special, so I have to kind of, you know, tone things down a little bit here. But we're doing Between Two Worlds again, and we're just going to continue right where we left off, just like a normal playthrough on the channel. Alright, so let's get started. You enter the coffee shop, spotting Hannah and Emily deep in conversation in the usual corner. The barista quickly fills your coffee order as you watch their discussion. They don't seem to take notice of your approach as they continue talking in muted tones. After a moment of just standing, waiting, you clear your throat, getting their attention. Both girls look up at you. Emily seemingly annoyed at the interruption. Hannah, bemused. Rude. So very sorry to interrupt, Highness. May I have your blessing to sit? Oh God, stop. Just sit down and shut up. You hear Hannah let a small laugh slip before she regains her composure. We were just talking about the plans for this weekend. She's not happy about it. What's not to be happy about? We're going to celebrate your birthday. Fun? Games? Beer? Cake? Where's the problem? Emily takes a calming breath before responding. Mostly because you didn't bother to talk to me about it first. What if I already have plans? Do you? No, but that's not the point. Emily, the only reason we're even telling you now is so that you don't end up in prison for murder later. We know you hate surprises, so we decided to tell you in advance. Emily opens her mouth to protest again, but pauses to consider your words. After a second, she sighs, looking down at the table. Come on, Em, it's gonna be fun, I promise. What exactly are you planning? Nothing fancy, I swear. We're just gonna get an Airbnb out on the lake for tonight, for a night, rather. Have a good time, BYOB style, except for you, of course. Emily's eyes visibly widen at this. If there's one thing this girl appreciates, it's a good buzz. She tries but fails to hide the smile that slowly forms on her face as well as a sudden interest in her voice. Really? No weird games or public displays? Nope, just a chill time with friends, music, drinks, maybe some swimming. Just a good time that we'll all probably forget by morning. Exactly. We just want you to have fun. We know it's hard for you being out here alone, away from your family. Emily begins to relax, the stress of the situation bleeding from her. She leans back into her chair almost as if she were ready to melt into it. Okay, I think this is okay. Her eyes shoot back open, a sudden realization coming to mind. Wait. Kenny isn't gonna bake anything for this, right? I was down for like 3 days last time he cooked something. Actually, yes, Oscar apparently swears that he's gotten much better and makes really good stuff now. Emily looks dubious at this, but is resigned to believe her friend. Alright, I guess I can give him another shot, but I swear to God, if I get sick, I'm gonna wreck your dorm. Skylar will understand. I doubt it'll happen. Kenny was super embarrassed about it before. I believe it if Oscar says he's worked on it. Fine, at least tell him to make it a chocolate marble cake. You hear Emily's phone vibrate as it slides slightly on top of the table. Emily groans as she picks it up. God damn it, I'm gonna beat that little shit. Eric again, I'm guessing? Guessing, rather. Yep, he just won't take a hint and leave me alone. He still has that crush on you? Yes, it's insane. The kid is only 14, but somehow thinks he's getting into my pants, and his little lines are so incredibly infuriating. Listen to this. I hear you're looking for a stud. Well, I've got the S, T, and D, and all I need is you. Like, seriously? Even at 14, how can he not understand how horrible a line like that is? I know Skylar thinks it's funny or cute or something, but it's not. I only put up with it because Skylar is such a softie, and I know it'd hurt her if I told him to fuck off. Yeah, but if it bothers you that much, you gotta take a stand at some point. Really, Em, you need to just say enough is enough, even if you have to hurt him a bit. Have you talked to Skylar about it at all? No, of course not. You know, we're going over there tonight for some games. I could have a word with him if you want. Emily quickly looks to you, sparkle of hope visible in her eyes. Oh my God, please! Do that whole man-to-man bullshit. Just make him stop, please! Not a problem. If he won't listen to reason, maybe I'll just delete your number from his phone. That would be something, at least. Alright, back to this birthday thing. You're not doing gifts or anything like that, right? That'd be too much. Nah, we know you're not the materialistic type. Just good times with friends. Thank you, I appreciate it. Oh, did you finish that assignment for class on Wednesday? As the girls continue their small talk, you sip your drink, only passively listening. You're content to just let them enjoy their time together without interrupting. Day 5th, Monday evening. Skylar greets you both at the door of her parents' home, welcoming you with an embrace. Hey guys, come in. My parents apparently had a thing come up, so they won't be here tonight. It'll just be us, Kaylee, and Eric. You follow her inside as she continues talking over her shoulder. Oh, that's fine. Just means we can skip the Monopoly and explode some kitties. Yeah, I still don't get that. Why is that a thing? It's just a game, Sky. The kittens are bombs that you have to defuse. If you don't, you lose. The idea is to save the kittens. Oh, I guess that's better. They still explode, though. Oh, you are too much. Come on, let's go, Grim. Let's try that one again. Oh, you are too much. Come on, let's go in. Grim, want to order us some pizza? The three of you move into the house towards the main room. On the way, you see Skylar's brother, Eric, moving down the hallway. Hey girls, I need to talk to Eric for a minute. I'll be right there. Be nice, he'll take it better. Take what better? He's gonna talk to him about Emily. Come on, I'll tell you about it. They keep talking as you head down towards Eric's room. You knock, waiting only a second before he reacts. Come in! You enter and are unsurprised by the state of the room. His walls are covered in anime girl posters, with most wearing very little in various poses. The room is rather messy. You're all too familiar with many of the girls, but you're surprised to see it in Skylar's more conservative household. Eric is on his laptop playing a game of some kind. He looks over at you, smiling as he sees you appreciating his collection. Pretty cool, right? I've been collecting this stuff for like a year now. I mean, yeah, you've done a good job. I especially like that one of Mikasa. He grins, looking over at it. Well, that is her from Attack on Titan. Yeah, Mom hates it, but she let me keep it after I promised to not let Kaylee see it. She doesn't know that Kaylee likes it too. Hey, question. Do you know if Emily likes anime? You look back at him, considering how to respond. Do you go the kind route, being considerate of his feelings and risk him not understanding the reality of the situation? Or will you be straightforward, direct, his feelings about it be damned? He needs to understand that Emily isn't interested. What do you want to do? Be direct. Man to man. About Emily. We need to talk. About Emily? Why? Look, I know you're into her. Hell, everyone knows it. Have you stopped to think that maybe she's not into you? What? Why would you say that? If she didn't like me, I'm sure she'd tell me herself. Would she? Maybe she doesn't want to hurt you or your sister. You seem to be confusing her being considerate for some kind of desire. What makes you so sure that's how she feels? You stop a moment, considering your next words carefully. You decide that it's best to just put it all on the table. Look, I've talked to her about it. It's not personal, but she just doesn't look at you that way. Why not? What's wrong with me? It's not that there's something wrong with you. It's mostly a matter of you being too young and her just not being interested in having a thing right now. So, it's not you, it's me? I guess, something like that. She really doesn't want to hurt you. She just wants it to be clear. Eric looks down, pensive, not really sure what to say. You give him a moment to consider your words, watching him carefully for any reaction. He looks back up at you, a small smile on his face. All right, I get it. And you know what? Thanks. Thanks for what? For being direct, not treating me like a kid. That's cool. That's why I was direct. Hey, we're friends, right? I wouldn't have it any other way. You never answered my question, though. What question? Does she like anime? You stare at him for a minute, then laugh. The two of you talk for a few more minutes before heading out to meet with the girls. You both come out to find Skylar, Hannah, and Kaylee already at the table. The game set up and ready to go. And the pizza, and I guess those are chips of some sort? Hannah and Skylar both look at you in particular. Hannah inquisitive, Skylar concerned. So, everything all right? You start to respond, but Eric quickly cuts you off. Yep, we're all good. Grim was just drooling over some of my posters. Had to physically drag him away. Excuse me? You might want to keep an eye on him, Hannah. He might have a problem. You little shit. You smile, knowing that he is just deflecting the obvious concern and stress on the faces of the girls. Hannah and Skylar both join you with their own smiles. Yeah, we already know that he's a pervert. That's not new. As long as I don't start finding weird pictures of squirrels in full bondage, I think we're safe. Okay, so you haven't found that folder yet. Good to know. Hannah raises an eyebrow at this, as the others laugh. Everyone grabs some drinks and snacks and sits around the table, chattering, laughing, enjoying time together. Kaylee seems to be quite good at the game, winning most of the rounds. Hannah picks up on it, speaking up. Kaylee, you play a lot of games? The younger girl looks at Hannah shyly, but answers quickly. Yup, Mom says I play too much, but whatever. I like it. What do you usually play? RPGs mostly. I've beaten Skyrim like a dozen times. Man, I haven't even beaten it once. Even with the billion mods I put on it. You should come to our game night sometimes. See if you enjoy the tabletop style. Sky told me a little about it. I guess it sounds cool. I might watch sometime. We're playing again on Thursday. If you want, I can swing by and pick you up on the way. Yeah, sure. I guess that's cool. You continue playing for a few hours, just hanging out and having fun. Before long, the night ends, Hannah and Skylar heading out to the dorm, you heading home. Day 7, Wednesday morning. That is correct. Although Winston was technically a member of the ruling elite, his life was also negatively impacted by policy. The very act of writing in his diary is a major crime, but he does it anyway. Yes, Skylar? It also seems that he recognizes that the things going on around him are wrong in some way, correct? He just doesn't know what it is? Exactly. We see in the introductory chapter that Winston is just starting to realize what freedom might actually mean. The instructor pauses for a moment to look at his watch before returning to the class. Alright, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like you all to read through both the second and third chapters before next time. Man, I read through the whole book in no time. Any other questions? No? Good. See you next week. As the students file out, Hannah comes in, having missed class. Skylar meets her at the back of the room. Shit, I missed it entirely. I overslept. You didn't miss much, just more discussion. No new work or anything. I'm sure you'll be fine. Oh, good. By the way, did you try on that outfit you got the other day? Did I miss it? Skylar blushes and looks away before quietly replying. Maybe it's, alright, I guess. When do I get to see it? Skylar looks back at Hannah, somewhat confused. Do you really want to see it that badly? Of course I do. I bet it looks great. I mean, it's super revealing. Smiling, Hannah reaches over, taking Skylar's hand into hers. So what? You're beautiful. Nothing wrong with showing that off. Skylar moves in and hugs Hannah, grateful for the kind words. Before she can say more, the moment is broken as Grim and Emily come into the room. Emily quickly grabs one of the chairs opposite the girls, straddling it and facing them. Hey, bitches! Sup? What's with the huggy-kissy? The girls laugh, letting go and standing back. Just hugging, no kissing. We were just talking about clothes. Oh, like what? I could stand to do some shopping. Well, don't know if it's something you'd really be into, but lingerie. Okay. Well, I could use some nightwear, so that's not so bad. Next time you go out, let me know. I'll come with. Skylar immediately gets excited and loud. Girls' Day! All three of you look at her, somewhat surprised by the outburst, before laughing. Oops, sorry. Don't be. Your excitement is usually infectious. Makes others happier when you're around. Speaking of being happier, Grim, I don't know how you did it, but I haven't gotten a single message from Eric in 2 days. Thank you. He might come back later, but yeah, he was pretty misunderstanding, rather. By the way, I need to go by the library in a bit. You need me to grab any materials for you? Might as well, but I'll just meet you there. Also, we should finalize plans for this weekend. Oh yeah, Skylar and I were able to get a place on the lake. Wasn't expensive either. Apparently someone had just canceled, so we got a discount for taking it on short notice. Yup, and it's just outside the city, so we don't need to rent a car or anything. We can just Uber out. Why not go together then? Us three in one car, the guys in the other. That works. Oscar actually called me yesterday too. He said he'd be happy to play bartender and supply drinks. Awesome. M, Sky, you two want to go shopping Friday morning? If we're going to the lake, we should get new swimsuits. I already have one though. Sky, that one piece you have is so boring. Come on, we just had this talk. We need to get you something better. The two girls look at each other, doing that psychic communication that women seem to be able to do. Apparently, without a single word being spoken, a decision was made. All right, I leave my fate in your hands. Wait, it's my birthday. Don't suppose you want to leave it in my hands, do ya? I'm gonna regret this, I'm sure, but yeah, why not? Oh, hell yeah, this shit's gonna be good. Skylar looks at Hannah, her face begging for help. Hannah just laughs, gathering her things. Hey, you agreed to it. Don't drag me down that hole with you. You all follow Hannah's lead, getting up and walking towards the door. Oh god, what have I done? Day 7, Wednesday afternoon. You enter the library, spotting Emily off to the left looking through some books. Something catches your eye on the right, however, causing you to look over there and focus on it. You see a young woman, tucked away in the corner of the library. She's sitting in front of a laptop, looking around as if worried about something. She doesn't seem to notice you as you edge a little closer. Suddenly, she lifts her shirt, exposing her breasts to an unseen audience. You grin, wondering how long this particular cam girl fad will last. Oh well, if it pays the bills, right? Turning, you head over to where Emily is searching for the book she needs. Heya, Em. Anything I can help you find? She sighs, taking a moment to respond before turning and putting on a partial smile. I have to do a report for Policy about the structures of governance in Caribbean island nations. It is beyond boring. I hate the class, but it's one of my required courses. Can't just watch Pirates of the Caribbean, huh? Emily rolls her eyes as she looks back towards the shelf. Not everything can be solved with movies, Grim. You just haven't seen enough of them, obviously. We just need to do another... Yeah, gonna stop you right there. We are not doing another movie marathon. She looks back at you, glaring. Last time we did that, I wanted to punch a baby when we were done. Sitting in classes is hard enough. Sitting on one of your chairs for over 12 hours? Fuck that. A hushed whisper can be heard from a couple rows over. Emily almost growls as she turns back to her search. Not happening. Anyway, can we get back on topic here? Are you going to help me pick out a country for my report? The Bahamas. And we got the Dominican Republic. Let's see. Oh yeah, not the DR. You know, I think you might enjoy doing something about the Dominican Republic. You said you have a problem with it being boring, so why not? Well, spice it up a bit. She looks up at you, curious. What do you mean? Well, to be blunt, the Dominican Republic is one of the top destinations for sex-based tourism in the world. That is true. I know several guys that have gone down there and reported on it. Are you serious? Wait, how would you know that? Movies, of course, it makes up a huge portion of their tourism, which ends up in films. Hell, a couple of the Fast and Furious movies were even done there. I didn't know that. Emily begins looking through the books again, this time with a target in mind. I've not seen any of the Fast and Furious movies, but it is on the agenda because I heard the first couple are actually decent. Damn it, Grim, I am still not sitting through another marathon with you, but this isn't a bad idea. I can compare the sexual liberation of the DR with the relative conservative natures of the USA and other nearby nations. See? Movies do solve everything. She finds what appears to be an appropriate book before turning and giving you a small smile and narrowing her eyes. You win this round, Trebek. Well, now that I have an idea of what I'm doing, didn't you need something as well? Yup, Oscar was hoping I could find some books he could use as material to develop future adventures for our game. Well, let's do that and get out of here. I hate the library. It's too quiet and I hate whispering. The two of you make your way through the library, into the fiction section. You're not entirely sure what to look for, however. All Oscar told you was that he needed some inspiration for a new world, since you're about to complete the current one. As you browse the shelves, you look over at Emily, who seems only moderately bored. So are you actually enjoying the game we're playing? It's alright. I guess you could say it's growing on me. I do appreciate that we get to make whatever we want of it. So long as you stay within the bounds of Oscar's imagination, yeah. She gives you a smirk, putting her hand on your arm. You ever think about testing those limits? What do you mean? Like, I'm sure he has a plan for any number of things we might try to do, but what if we did something unexpected? Laughing at her, you go back to looking through the books. Oh, well, there's the Rock Book, A Study About Nothing, Little Marie, Writing Good Villains, If It Fits, I Sits, Before I Fall, I See You, Red Earth, El Torre, okay, and Something Heroes. And then we just have Psychology, which totally fits. Totally fits! There should be that many volumes and more. Like what? You planning to break out a lightsaber? No, whipping out a lightsaber is your job. At least it seems to be the way you keep hitting on the women. Hey, someone needs to give those poor women some love. Might as well be me. Grim, they aren't real. They don't need your sticky love. That's where you're wrong! No. You look over at her feigning injury. My girl, thou dost attack my honor! What honor? If it were up to you, you'd leave behind a trail of babies and semen. At least I wouldn't have to pay any child support. Boom! She laughs, slapping your arm before turning away to look at the shelves. You're an ass sometimes. Hey now, I've worked hard for my reputation. I won't have you sully it with such an understatement. You heard her snort quietly at that as she pages through a book. Whatever you say, Romeo. By the way, what exactly did you say to Eric to get him to leave me alone? To be honest, I was kind of direct about it. I told him you're just not into him like that. No shit, and he was okay with it? Not initially, and it definitely showed a little through the night. But I'm pretty sure he got the message. Well, based on the lack of messages I've gotten, you could be right. Yeah, well, I felt a little bad about being so upfront about it. He's just a kid with some puppy love. Whatever, seems you gotta use a strong hand. Take charge, you know? Oh, so that's what you like, huh? She looks down again, but with a slight grin and lingering look back at you. What I like is not your business. She goes back to paging through the book in her hands. It's not long before she speaks again. You know, this might work for you. It's awful dirty, though. Think the last person to check it out might have messed it up. Man, that doesn't look like any book you find in a regular library. Kind of fucking ancient tomb did she find that? Moving closer to her, you look over her shoulder. Sure enough, it's very dirty. and the pages seem quite brittle. It seems to be an attempt at a historical record of a fantasy world with magic and monsters. Perfect for Oscar. This could do. I'll read through it a bit tonight. I can always come back tomorrow if it doesn't fit the mold. Yeah, well, you can do it alone. I hate coming to the library. Are we done then? Yep, let's go. Thanks for helping me find this. The two of you head towards the front desk to check out the book. The computer has some trouble recognizing the book initially before seeming to find it and processing the checkout. As you leave, you look back over your shoulder to see the young woman from before now turned around, her ass facing the laptop. She looks up and sees you looking at her. You give a little wave as she scrambles to right herself before you head for the door. Day 7, Wednesday night. Getting home, you toss your stuff on the table, including the book from the library. You take a little time to prepare a light dinner before settling in to play some games. Unfortunately, Smash was never your game, and you lose multiple rounds in a row. Your phone chimes with a new text message. Picking it up, you see it's from Hannah. Hey, sexy, what you doing? Just some games. Got home a little while ago. You? Skylar's at her mom's, so just relaxing alone in the dorm. Oh, really? Want some company? Nah, she'll be back soon. Need your opinion on something, though. Sure, what's up? She doesn't respond for a moment. Just as you're about to put the phone back down, an image appears on the screen. Ah. Do these boobs make me look fat? Even though it's obviously a joke, you take a second to answer to prevent any traps. Your boobs look great, though you misspelled fat, and yes, they do. Well said, young Padawan. Okay, that's all you get tonight. Going to bed. Night, babe. Night, beautiful. Putting the phone back down, you sit and stare at the TV screen for a moment, not sure what to do next. Suddenly, you hear a very quiet whispering coming from your left. Whipping your head around, you look for the source, but see nothing. Figuring that it was just your imagination, you stand, stretching. As you move towards your closet to change clothes, you hear the whispering again, very quiet. Spinning back towards the kitchen, you still see nothing. The windows are closed. Your eyes settle on the dirty book from the library. As soon as you focus on it, the whispering stops. Walking to the table, you grab the book. Oh. It now feels very strange in your hands, an almost imperceptible tingling in your fingers as you hold it. Settling back on the couch, you begin to page through the book, skimming its pages. You realize that much of it is in a text you can't actually read, but still feels familiar somehow. As you look at one particular page, the page begins to swirl and distort. You're mesmerized by it. Suddenly, your hand begins to warm, getting hot quickly. It breaks your focus on the page, and you throw the book onto the table in front of you. Looking at your phone next to you, you realize that over an hour has passed since you talked to Hannah. What the hell? You look closer at the book, confused. Did you really just sit there and stare at it for an hour? Shaking off the feelings, you go change, getting ready for bed. Settling in, you fall asleep quickly, far more quickly than normal. Grim! You find yourself in a weird mist. It's all around you. You can hear someone or something whispering your name. Hello? There's a hint of laughter in response, and again you hear your name. Grim. Looking around, nothing has changed. No sign of any person or really anything near you. Grim, I'm here. Come. Who are you? Where are you? There's no immediate reply. A chill suddenly runs up your spine, and you feel like you're being watched. Hello? Is anyone there? Laughter, louder this time. It seems to be coming from behind you, so you spin around. Nothing is there, just more of this strange mist. Grim, you need to find us. You need to find me. Who are you? In response, you hear some humming, this time right in front of you. You try to focus and see her, the source of the voice. At least you think so. She doesn't look real, almost ghostly. She's smiling at you, her hand reaching out as if an offering. You reach forward to take it and wake up sweating. What the hell was that? Welcome to Chapter 2 of Between Two Worlds. Just want to give you some information before we get started, and Skylar's here to help. First, there are many sites that have been taken that have taken my files and hosted them. This is bad because I have no control over those files. Please know that there are 4 official ways to get the game, and know that the files are safe. Those ways are F95 Zone. This is one of the rare developers that actually allows his game's official files to be uploaded to a known piracy site. Again, it's piracy and promotion. The developer himself has said okay. Itch.io, which is where I got the game. The Discord server, which I didn't know you could get the game there. It's always good. And the Patreon, which is how you fund him, of course. And most devs. So if you like the game, which is on 8.0, this isn't the whole game. This is 8.0. But we're just letting you guys know that, yes, you can get this game in F95 Zone, and the dev doesn't care. But if you really could, it would be awesome if you got it from itch.io, the Discord server, or support of the Patreon if you want. You can also do, as many devs have told me, you can support the Patreon for 1 month, go get your game, and then come back, and then, unsubscribe. They said you can do that. They said if you just want one update, or you just want a big update soon, like I did with, what was it called? Being a Dick, because I wanted that new update as soon as I could get it. So I went and paid $25 for that one update, and then after that I went back down to my normal tier. So you can do that if you want. They have no problem with that. Because they're going to make money either way. Whether you support them for $5 a month or you just go ahead and make one big purchase, it's just the same thing as buying the game. So keep that in mind, guys. If you obtain the game outside of those places, be aware that I can offer no guarantee about functionality or safety. It's true. You can find links to Discord and Patreon on the main menu. Please consider supporting the game. It takes a lot of time and money to develop, and your support means so much. You can support via itch.io, Patreon, or even Subscribestar. And if you can't, that's fine too. Just enjoy the game. That should be everything. Let's jump into Chapter 2. Thank you for reading. So, you know what? I think it's a good idea to end it right here. Because we basically ended the first chapter, and I gave you all the links to purchase the game, including F95. This is a dev that is 120% cool with you guys just downloading the game if you're interested. If you thought maybe I read a little boring and you want, or you wanted to read it faster, maybe get to the good parts, you can do that. You can pick the game up and play it. I think it even works on your phone. There's a lot of Android ports for these games. So if you don't mind playing these games, preferably not while the boss is watching, you can go ahead and do that. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley on joystick.tv with more Between Two Worlds. Stay tuned!